I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Thursday, March 22nd, 2012, to order. First order of business, agenda request review. Nikki?
Sheriff came to see me a few days ago requesting 15 minutes with you gentlemen on Monday to discuss fuel, fleet cars.
Who was it again? I'm sorry.
Sheriff Russell.
Oh.
That's fine. That's fine with me. I don't have any...
Fuel, fleet, cards.
Cards, like in credit cards. Okay. Can we invite Mr. Erickson to that?
I don't think he'll be here next week, will he?
I don't know.
I believe that was when that training was scheduled.
Well,
if he's not, that's fine.
I believe so.
He's gone?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I believe the entire week.
I have a feeling there'll be something. If we're going to do a card, we're probably going to bid. And if we're going to bid, he probably needs to hear the conversation. But
do we want to wait till he gets back for this? It'd be good to have him involved.
It'd be the best. That way we don't.
Would you ask the sheriff if it's time sensitive and if we could wait a week? If not, then
we'll have it.
I'm all for having it on Monday.
Election dates and tax referendum amounts and budgets. The library board has requested it. You gentlemen told me to bring this back up to you today to schedule it for next week.
My assumption is that they're shooting for, and I only say this based upon what I've been reading, for the August election. Do we know what that deadline is for? I'm guessing somewhere around June 12th, but they're going to want to know much sooner than that. Oh, no, it would have to be sooner than that. That's when absentees would have to be ready. When do you guys want to discuss this issue?
I mean, we have the data that they want to talk about, so for me, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think they want to have a conversation about the amount that they're talking about. I'm showing. You want to do it Monday the 2nd? I'm looking at my Monday the 2nd and looks. And the reason I'm saying that is I haven't read through all the documents and really studied. I've seen them, I've printed them out and all that, but I haven't. So,
Dan? Now, how much time do they need?
30 to 45 minutes.
You guys want to do it on a Monday or on a Thursday?
I was fine on a Monday.
Okay.
Just so you know, we have a lot of free time this next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The attorneys will not be here.
Right.
So that opens up a lot of time if you were thinking about doing it this next Monday.
You schedule it for Monday if you. That's fine with me. It's just whatever these other two gentlemen have got scheduled.
My suggestion is just make sure that we have read the materials prior to their being here. It would be very important to.
And they'll need some time to get their members here because I'm sure their board members will want to be here. So that's what I was thinking, a push a week out or
second.
I'm fine with any day.
Second. Do we know anything on SREP where that could be scheduled?
Yeah, I talked to who I needed to, so we can, you know. I guess what we've got to decide is if the commission wants to move forward with that membership. I think it'll be covered by a another membership. Mm-hmm. Branson Chamber are going to maintain membership. Hollister and Hollister Chamber are going to maintain membership. So,
you want to schedule this for a discussion?
That's an arm of the Springfield Chamber, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This morning, not long ago, and you might not have had a chance to catch it, I could not get an email I just received to print from Springfield Chamber. But I sent it to you and asked if you could print it.
Okay.
When you do have a chance, would you do that? The reason I wanted that printed was, and you all may have received this email as well. We received one also a couple weeks ago. The Springfield Chamber is actively supporting candidates and elections.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I'm not sure that we can send tax dollars to an organization that does that. So that's something, obviously, we need to discuss.
Okay.
I know that we have in the past, but they're actively involved in picking candidates.
Okay.
And I just don't see the appropriateness in that from our perspective.
Ron, I don't care if they do or not. I mean, I guess the part is if we're not going to be a member of it, then we don't even need to have the discussion. I mean, we've been a member before because of economic development. So you want to have a discussion or?
No, I think that we need to know whether or not we can, in fact, send tax dollars to an organization that supports candidates, and I don't know the answer to that.
So should we just send that to legal then and have them decide that?
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. Let's just do that then.
Do you want me to do that?
We'll just make a note in Jillian when she gets back and do that.
Let me add to that by saying I think that the county certainly has got its money worth in prior years from mm-hmm. the affiliation with that organization, what it does, and what we were able to derive from it. I just have that as a major question of helping us to make a decision.
Do you have anything else you'd like scheduled for next week?
I put a pamphlet in your gentleman's mailboxes about the land south of the Extension Center, about the Garden Club wanting to use that property for some educational purposes.
The Master Gardener Club. They gave us a drawing a while back.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Did you guys get a chance to review that? Did mm-hmm. you want to put that on the agenda for discussion and see
I was fine with it just because we're not doing anything with it.
Well, I am too. Other than I thought it needed to be a discussion about what future plans was maybe for that site, if there were any, and because I was okay with it, other than the fact that I didn't know if there was something else that was planned in the future, because the way that I've got out of this conversation that mm-hmm. I just had here on the telephone is that there may be that there's grant money involved in this, and we might not be able to use the location mm-hmm. for
future
growth or expansion or even another building or anything like that. So I didn't know. I thought I'd bring it.
You think 15 minutes, 30 minutes? What do you think?
Oh, 15 minutes will be fine.
I'm fine with that.
Would you like the title to be?
I don't know how to title it. It's just a discussion about.
It's a Missouri Extension land use, isn't it?
That they're going to use that in the Missouri Conservation and so the property use.
Yeah,
county property use.
County property use is fine.
Yeah.
Is that this coming Monday? Is that what we're setting?
Well, if she had unless you're not prepared to talk about it, but what I'm saying is she was had said there was a lot of time because mm-hmm. of the, so that's fine. Whether they'll be fine to have a representative here at that time, I don't know.
This do you want me to contact, who do you want me to contact? Wayne?
Contact Wayne. I'm sure they've been in touch with him. And
why do I have University Extension on the 6th? What is that?
It's
that.
That's our regular meeting, isn't it?
I wouldn't have it on my
on the 6th?
Calendar. And I don't have it in here.
That's my Tuesday meeting I think I have with them. Maybe they...
It's a Friday.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
Maybe that was one of the dates that we chose for the interim director to come down and introduce himself. He wasn't available on that day, so there was another day. I'll have to check upstairs and see.
Right, that's what it was.
Anything else, guys?
Did I ask you about anything, Nikki, that I needed to have put on there that my passing conversation with you in the last day or two? Okay.
No. After today's meetings, somebody touched base with me. You may schedule
else?
Some more meetings for Monday.
You bet. Mr. Sterrett, could you join us? Next order of discussion is the solid waste management.
Yep, I'm here just to give you a brief overview, and I gave you a bunch of stuff to look at that you can get back with me later, but I'm just here to kind of give you an update on what we've talked about and some of the goals for the solid waste management district in monthly meetings. Of course, that district consists of Barry, Dade, Lawrence, Stone, and Taney counties. The intent for these waste management districts is to decrease the solid waste going to the landfills. So our 2012 goals that we've discussed are to locate more household hazardous waste drop-offs, increase the glass recycling, which is happening, look more into e-cycling, which is electronic recycling, and I'm going to get into it a little bit later and kind of ask you if you want to look into something. But kind of the main thing that we're working on is they're going to lobby and kind of get a committee to look into the funding and inquire why transfer stations are not in the funding formula. Districts that have landfills get substantially more money than these districts that just have transfer stations. District N only receives $95,000 for their yearly budget, where some districts get over $400,000. So they're really wanting to try to change how this funding is distributed. Over the last year, we had two grant calls, and they awarded $92,130. And I gave you a list of what those grants were that you can look over to who they were given. But I don't. Back to the electronic recycling. I don't know if the county would want to look into hosting one of those Earth Days, April 22nd. There's some things we'd have to look into. What we would want to do is just have a site where we would want to have a company come in. They'd bring their truck. They don't charge. They would just set the truck there for 1 or 2 days, and we would just load TVs, computers, printers, just anything that's can't go into landfills. But one of the drawbacks is we'd have to really research where the end product went. And it used to go over to China and different places. Now they're really trying to track where it goes. So I'd need to do more research on which company we would have come in and do something like that. But I think it'd be a good idea, after going to the last meeting that we had, that this Joplin Computer Trade was getting ready to do one in Monette and Aurora, and then go to Galena's courthouse, actually, to pick up their electronics. And I talked with Rick and Sean, and we really don't have that much. Rick will auction off what we do have after we go through it and recycle it and take all the parts that we can use. And he'll auction it at the end of the year and probably get about $100, which is $95 more than we get from our school auction. That we just can't get anything for the old electronics.
Well, I saw a horrific, I can't remember if it was a 60 Minutes report or whatever a year ago of China and what was happening over there. And
that's what has changed.
It was awful.
Yeah. So the concern, because we talked about this in February, the concern is that we really have to try to track where these companies go. And we have one locally, and I've talked to them, and they send it to Chicago, Illinois, to actually be broken down into just the smallest parts they can break it down.
You're talking about that company in Hollister?
Down T Highway.
Okay, there's a new company in Hollister just opened, and they're actually paying for recycling.
Yeah, well,
and
good.
They're disassembling it there so that it doesn't ship.
Right.
I know Ziegenfuss made a point of making that up, that it's a new company. I want to say it's near the Mule Barn over in that area.
If they don't ship it, what do they do with it?
They take the plastics out and then take the gold and the silver out and out of the electronics, and that's how they make their money.
And then most of these companies will clean the hard drives, and they'll rebuild computers, and then they get some money back for reselling. But there's a lot of components in those, that, like Jim said, that they'll be able to get money.
Do they take the other electronics as well, or just computers?
This one here in town does all of them, even cell phones. Now, the cell phones, this company, because this is part of a bigger company, this company takes the radio part out because in the Middle East, that's where they use them for detonators.
Yeah,
so they're taking and disassembling the cell phones locally so that they can't be used as a transmitter when they ship them overseas. Because I think that's the biggest thing that I've heard, too, is that the cell phones, U.S. cell phones, are using for a lot of the bombs.
Right.
Well, I think it's worthy of us to pursue it and find out what the options are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can sure look into it, and I'll get back with you on what I find out, and I'll get a hold of Rick and ask him and kind of research these out and get back with you. I don't know if you have any questions or concerns. Or
I reviewed your document.
I was for you.
That's one of the things that I actually had mentioned to Nikki whenever I was talking there about bringing that up. And I had the letter and the minutes.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all I've got, unless you've got any questions or...
Can you, Ron just pointed out, the first year I was here, I was on this as the commission liaison, and then you appointed Danny. I'm still on that list.
Yeah, there's a bunch in that book. She just sent me that list, so I'll get with her and get it changed.
Yeah, because...
I'll get that changed.
Scott, appreciate your input.
You bet. Thank you for letting me tell you.
Sheila, if you can hear me, we're ready for you.
Thanks,
Rick. Ready for you, Sheila. And good morning.
Good morning.
Next order of business is the collector's annual settlement. Sheila Wyatt, please cough that direction.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to go into the, my habit was, you know, this, and it's supposed to be in here. My kids tried to teach me that.
I can't get there either.
It's a good exercise. I come before you to present the collector's annual settlement according to Chapter 139, particularly 139.160 and 190. And first, I'd like to submit the collector's delinquent list. I think you'll have in front of you there, which is submitted as personal property delinquent list and the land delinquent list according to the statute, 140.030. I've submitted the totals to the county clerk on March 12th to compare the delinquent list. They've been properly entered in the back tax book and file the totals with the Director of Revenue after it goes before the commission and examination. And if that list is backed up by these two books, one being the personal delinquent and the other being the real estate delinquent. Do you have any questions in regard to that list?
Well, if we're wanting to peruse individuals rather than totals, we're going to find it in those two books.
Yes, sir. And I did send you an email back.
It's been a while.
Been a while. Letting you know they were in my office. Anything you wanted to go over. I believe the statute says if when the commission goes through them, they find any double assessment or so forth, they shall correct. Always been like on personal property, when you find a double assessment, we take it to the assessor's office and show the two bills, and they present them to you for an abatement. Double assessment is usually like which I had one just the other day. If they get two assessment forms, one's in the name of Ron Hausman and one's in the name of Ron D. Hausman, and he fills them out in both and sends them back, then they've got two tax bills. There's other reasons, but that was the incident just the other day.
Hope it wasn't with Ronald D. Hausman.
I just used you because I was looking at you.
Don't make me nervous like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Danny would have thrown something at me if I'd used him, so...
Well, I'm going to suggest this, gentlemen. I have not perused those books. I am going to take a look because I'm required to do that, if I'm not mistaken, as are each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon that, I would like to take a bit of time with those and then move to approve if that's the direction you all wish to go.
Technically, and that's the reason back on the 12th, I believe I gave the county clerk those, is that she compares those with her totals of that, and if there's any question. But I'd be happy to, like I offered before, mm-hmm. leave the books with you and give you some reading material.
Could we leave them upstairs on the conference table?
Yes, and I have taken them up there at times, but that's why I sent the email. If you want them up there or if you want me to leave them in the office, then...
It would be much more convenient for us to do them at that table.
If we left them on the table, that way if someone wanted to see them, it's public.
Great.
But if we had 10 minutes, we could just go in there.
Absolutely. I'll take them up there, or if when you leave, if
you
want to take
them.
Okay.
I can do that.
We will get to this ASAP, Sheila.
Okay. And after you do that, if I don't know if you have to do it on record to say that, but it just says cause the list to be certified by the county clerk. Then the county clerk in 10 days certifies it to the DOR.
Okay.
And the county clerk under Missouri statute has, in fact, already compared your books.
I left them the totals there. And
Yeah, and I'd like to get that mm-hmm. report from the clerk and then move from that point. Because she serves as clerk of the commission, but... Do you gentlemen have any questions of Sheila? Anything else, Sheila?
The next issue is the, I've given you there a total page for the 2008 personal property taxes that are over 3 years old, according to 140.730. On March 8th, I think I sent you an email on that to see if you wanted to look over them and go over any of the procedures we've done for collection of those. And these are 3 years delinquent and showing to be removed from the back tax book on the annual settlement under Section 137.260, the settlement being February 29, 2012. On that, I run totals and broke out what part of that, of the 2008 total, was business personal, because that's often our case. And let's see. And you just let me know how deep you want me to go into our collection process that we've worked to towards collecting this. Do you want me to just start, or do you want to ask questions, or?
Okay.
The business part of that, how much of that is business, is $160,576.05. And I think you're aware that a business, when it changes hands, the personal property is personal tax, and it goes with the previous business.
Okay.
So the, and we've had, I've had a, the girls go through, the ladies go through, and of course we send out special delinquent notices to the businesses, and we sent out a letter this year that suggested that they pay it strongly. Got a little response from that that I was pleasantly surprised with, but many of those we get back undelivered, because if the business has moved on and they're no longer on our tax rolls, they're not around. We have sent to the City of Branson.
Is there any way we can identify which businesses have not moved on?
We've done that, went
okay.
through, and to see who is still being assessed for when they quit being assessed. And I have that here, where I have had one clerk go through and note on it whether it was out of business in 08 or out of business in 09 or out of business. It's on here if you'd like for me to, if you'd like to look at that.
I would.
And if it's still in existence, I've contacted. City of Branson is really good to work with, because it's, you know, their tax dollars too, and they require a merchants, before they will give a license, they require a paid tax receipt. And so I've, you know, stayed in contact. We work with them to see why, how did they get a paid tax receipt if this is, you know, not paid, and they check their files and stuff. We only have, we have one that still is being charged for 2011 that the city does not show has ever been there as the name. It's in the landing, you'll see in here. And the other one, they have marked their file that when they try to get their license this year, that they will be checking to see. They say they're in Christian County. There's a little discrepancy on that. But other than that, there's notes here. You're welcome to. And so with this, I'll leave the 08 too, if you want. By law, the 08 we cannot legally go after. But in it, the 09 can start being you know, process, the same process as this. Will start be working on that. Those that are on the roll for 09 will be sent the letter.
Let me ask you a question, because I know one of the businesses that is on the 08,
mm-hmm.
09, 010, or 10, 11, is in bankruptcy. Is there, has there anything that has been filed by us? Because I know that the courts are going to distribute based upon purchase of that bankrupt property.
If I've tried to catch the assessor on one business, I don't know if you're talking. One business in here represents $121,000 of that. if I don't know if that's the business you're speaking of or not.
That's the business I'm speaking
of. Okay. I was told by the assessor a long time ago that they were going to bankruptcy. I do not believe we've ever been served. And it, so either, and I will double check on that if I would have thought. I tried to catch him and talk to him on it different times, and it just hasn't. When I would think of it and go, he would be gone, or it would, and when I would, I just wouldn't think of it when he was here to see if he knew anything in regard to that. But that does represent, we've had discussions over that on some accounts on that and in the past, and there was something they wanted to pull out and split on a bill. This is all the memory. But it has been worked on a little bit to no satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
Well, my thoughts were if it was part of the proceedings, if in fact the new purchaser was purchasing and those dollars were going to utilize to pay debts, that would certainly be a debt that would be a great consideration for principally the school district that that property falls within. But
if it is in bankruptcy and if, Don, if you happen to be listening, I'm not going to call the taxpayer, but on the 08, if you'll come down, I want you to check on if we ever got served on this particular taxpayer on bankruptcy.
I was just curious.
Yeah, if it is in bankruptcy, then, and we file whenever, it's totally up to the bankruptcy court. They give me the order that comes from the, and whenever they get it, even if it's been, and this happens, and it's written off, then if we get it, then we charge back and we're allowed it. That it once, if a court proceed, if that has started already, when they make their decision, it could be years down the line. I've got some in there that have been, I can't tell you how many years. But whenever they finalize it, we get whatever they give us. On personal property, it's unsecured debt. And we take what they give us after it's closed.
If the articles are correct, at least that I've read in our local media, it looks like the courts are going to render their decision within a month and then distribute.
Oh, actually, this has been in the... We'll see here in just a minute.
Microphones are live.
I knew the last time I checked we hadn't, and... Dawn handles my bankruptcy, and she said, no, we've not been,
okay.
And we have to be named, and if we would have been named, then it would have been filed as an unsecured debt, and whenever it came through, if there was any assets on it. Now, if it was real estate, we would
right.
get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, I do have a question.
Go right ahead.
If those dollar amounts are... the ones that I looked at, as, and I don't have the total amount that we looked at on each individual business, but if people owe those delinquent taxes, then I think it's the business of this county to try to collect those taxes that are forgiven after 3 years or and when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about personal property. So we need to follow through and find a procedure to either make those people come forward or to, if we have enough evidence, list their name in the paper that they owe taxes due to the county, and that if they're not forgiven after 3 years, if they're in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The particular one, if you do away this one business we're speaking of, on the that we're talking about, is about $40,000. And that's a combination of all of the businesses on there.
We may have some recourse as a commission, but I think that the collector at the end of 3 years statutorily has no further obligation and actually is prevented from pursuing that. Am I right on personal?
Actually, the legal opinion that I have had from a counsel in the past, there is no recourse on an unsecured after the 3 years. That's the legal opinion that has always been given. It has to be done before the three-year period. That's why we start on 2009 now in that year, the delinquent notice to the businesses. The individuals are handled, as you know, by when they get their car tags. That's the businesses. We send out the delinquent notice, and we have a letter that is very suggestive to them. And many of those, and those are on file too, many of those come back undelivered. We have signed up, if you want me to go into this, we've signed up with a new system that you'll notice as the accounts payable comes through each month. I have a monthly bill for searching that we had to go through quite a security check to get on it, to get names and addresses, because without Social Security numbers, it limits you on the check. But we have, it has been very successful in finding addresses, because with corporations, we have a different way we can search for it, and successful in finding them, but so that they can get the mail.
Businesses that operate personal property, such as vehicles, how do they get their tags for their vehicles that they operate if they do not pay their personal property tax on their businesses?
The same way as an individual, they do not. Either they don't have the vehicle anymore, if it's a vehicle on there. If it's a vehicle on there, they have to pay the tax and present it to the Department of Revenue in order to get their tags.
Sheila, what we'll do is we will examine the information that you've given us and then get back with you. As I said, ASAP, we're starting to slip behind, so I need to move to the next agenda item, if that's okay.
That is your – oh, you want the year-end settlement? We have to present the year-end
settlement. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The collector's annual settlement shall be presented to the county commission, and that after their examination be entered into record, and the county clerk will file it with the correct state departments. You have it in front of you. It's three pages. I can quickly try to go over it, or if you have any questions, whichever way you want to go. If you go to the first page, that is the distribution of all the monies. Mm-hmm. And it shows how much we've collected and how much it, who it's been distributed to, and it shows that the what we've collected and distributed balance and who it goes to. The settlement is set up by the Department of Revenue, and it meets the it is the their guidelines.
Is the amount of protested taxes this past year usual? Is that an average, do you think, or is that really high for what it's been in the past? Second page,
fourth
line.
Okay, that, of course, that's showing on the real estate. On the, and I broke it out so you'd see how much of it was SID and TIF and so forth through. That's pretty normal. The only unusual thing is, of course, 2011 is a reassessment year. Some wanted to file under protest that hadn't met the guidelines, and I told them they could, you know, next year, and they had to go before the BOE and so forth. If they had not been served or received notice, they could go ahead and file, and some were able to do that. The only thing unusual is under railroad utility, that $54,000 that you see there. We have one company that has filed on all phases, on their personal and on, and that'll the state will decide that. They do not feel they're being, that the state does the assessment on that.
Right.
That's the only unusual.
So they're doing that statewide, I assume, for wherever they have property.
Yes, okay. Sir. Also, we have many from 2010 that wait on the ruling from the state. And when the state makes the decision, I have three on my desk that I have to hold for 30 days. After the state gives a decision, it gives the other party 30 days to respond. And then if there's no no one responds, then I'll distribute that.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to accept
if I can interrupt you, if
you
want to, if you want to look at the third page, our revenues that goes into the county much. That's where on your first page where you see
total other.
On the first page where it talks commission, the 800-something thousand, that comes from your third page where it talks from the interest on late fee from that item down. That interest goes into the assessment fund, and then everything else down goes into the county GCR. And that's what makes up that total on the front. Merchants' license were down this year, but we had many businesses that responded that they were no longer in business. The county gets $5 of that $25. That is collected on that. The delinquent interest and penalties, that is up, and it's by ratio to the entities that it is owed to, the delinquent interest is, which makes, you'll notice on the front page, the assessment fund was 497,000 something on the front page on the right hand side. That is an increase of last year of $59,784. And of course, part of that is that's up 12%. We took on the occupancy. Any questions?
Ron, you want a motion to accept the annual settlement? Is that what you're looking for?
As presented by the county collector.
Motion to accept the annual settlement as presented by the Sheila White collector of Taney County.
I'll second the discussion.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the annual settlement of Sheila Wyatt, collector of Taney County. Discussion?
We're making this motion to accept this, and we still yet haven't reviewed all the documentation that's going to be laid on the desk. Is this?
Well, we're not approving. We're accepting the document that she has presented to us.
All right.
That's the difference.
All right.
If we have questions, obviously we need to bring those up when we go through.
Actually, the annual settlement you accept and entered into record.
Right.
And then the clerk will send the numbers on to the Department of Revenue.
We're going to chat with the clerk, too, about the balancing of the two, the checks and balance system that's in place. More discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheila.
I do have an item that I'm holding and have been for some time and have done many means to try to find. It's a payment that it was sent without any names or notices and cannot find the owner of who it goes to. We've done searches in every way that we in the IT department we know to find out. I put ads in the two newspapers where the payment was postmarked from, and I've just been holding it until the auditors come so that can have direction on that. I just wanted that noted. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Erickson, could you join us? Different bids this morning scheduled that you're going to bring to us, correct?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. We have three bids this morning on the agenda. The first one is entitled County Tax Sale 201202-167, and I have received two responses to that. And this has to do with the collector's office and newspaper notices, etc. So if it's okay, I'm ready to proceed to open bid number one.
Proceed.
Go ahead, Ron.
Received from the Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Just a second, Ron. Did you have a question, sir?
Can I address the commission very briefly?
It's up to you.
No, it's up to us. Let us open the bids, and then we will accept your comments. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, again, this was from Branson Tri-Lakes News. And the response, looks like the paperwork is all done correctly and signed, and they are responding with $3.94 per column inch based on 9-point type with 10.5 leading. So that's 3.94. The only other response I received was from the Taney County Times. Their response page is completed correctly and signed, and it is, they have submitted a price of $3 even, 3.00 per column inch based on 9-point type with 10.5 leading. So I might ask the collector if she has any comments towards determining a recommendation?
Well, but before you do that, Sheila, let's take any comments that we have, and then I'd like you two to completely get through those bids and come back. But, sir?
Yep.
Good morning. I'm Michael Schuver, publisher of the Branson Tri-Lakes News. Most of you recall last summer this item was in quite a bit of dispute. I contended very vehemently to Collector Wyatt and to the Taney County Commission that the successful bidder last year overcharged the taxpayers of Taney County to the exact figure of $3,324.90 on the Taney County tax sale, because they, in short, typeset the legal notice in a larger type font and size than what was specified by the county bid. After much discussion and appeal, my objections were ignored for the most part, and Collector Wyatt and the commission proceeded to pay the successful bidder in full. I'm here today to request that the commission, in order to make right by the taxpayers of Taney County, that if the Taney County Times ever receives the county tax sale bid again, that you demand a complete credit of $3,324.90 off of whatever the valid invoice may be for future county tax sale publication. That's really all I wanted to suggest you all to consider. I think if that were ever done, taxpayers would be made whole due to the overcharge from last year. Thank you very much.
Would you two like to review these bids and then report back to us at a later time? Or
Ron, while they do that, let's take a five-minute recess. Request it for a five-minute recess and let them review that there. And then there may not be much of a review for them to review, is what I'm saying.
Well, we have a series of bids, but...
do that, or do you want to just move forward?
Let's open all the bids if we could. I mean, traditionally, our position has been Ron comes back with a recommendation traditionally, just to review everything. I mean, that's what we've done in the past. When is our deadline, Ms. Sheila, that we need to make a decision? Does it have to be today? Or
no, we have time. That's why we proceed early.
Okay.
So that I send the next notice out next month. This is March, April, May.
Okay.
With the next notice, I put a flyer in there telling the customer what paper it's going to be in. And,
I suggest then we set a time certain to come back with a recommendation, give me an opportunity to visit with Sheila and look at the details of the information. But I am out all next week, so she would have to return.
There's not much for me to review.
Right.
What has been stated is what is.
Well, if that's all that's contained within it, I mean, you're looking at a 25% difference if it's just down to cost, so...
That was my. You can open the other bids. That was my request. That's the reason I requested it.
Comments?
Last year I went through much effort to have the paper looked at with two different with a publisher of and then with a. With another newspaper without going out for it, paying for and going with a formal request to check qualifications and types. And the replies that I got back from them was not satisfactory for the other paper that bid. And I did try to do due diligence in checking it and held it up before payment. The only thing I could say is that perhaps, and I didn't want any problems this year at all when we went out. I wanted, it's 9 point, and I, to get good clarification, if when you accept the bid and we go for the least expense to the customer, because the customer pays that bid, the taxpayer that's going to be on the sale, it's added to their cost. If I can take a type, if there's any suggestion of where I can take and go for a legal opinion on the type, that's the only thing I didn't do. I got opinions from printers and papers, and so that we have no issue when the time comes. If we're given a direction, if there's a place that we can take the type of the two, and so that we do not have a problem. Thoughts on that?
No, we're just making note of what you're saying.
I would like to wait a little bit so I can. I mean, obviously, this has been a sensitive bid for the last year, I think maybe multiple years. I don't want to rush into just. I want to make sure that I can understand everything. So I'd like to wait. If we've got, I mean, if you're going to be gone all next week, can we wait a week following?
You can be here Thursday.
I just want to review. I understand the comment. I want to understand the comment better. I would just like to be satisfied before I voted on this.
Monday, April 2nd is a good day for me. I mean, you are meeting that date. I'm back.
That'd be great for
us. Fine with me on, but I knew he was going to be on next week. The time restriction that we have, if we're going to review the other bids that are turned in, the other three that are, I'm fine with that. I just seen the major difference in the bids, and so that's the reason that I requested that they review it in 5 minutes and look over it and make a decision on this. But if you guys want to wait till April the
2nd.
Second, that's fine with me too, because the other bids may need review for that period of time.
We'll mail a notice in May that will be stating to the customers. I just need some time. So if we do the second, I'm going to have time to.
We'll reschedule this for April 2nd. So if we'll work with Nikki and she'll give us time.
I can't be here on the 2nd, but I can't see that I would need to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Next set of bids, Ron.
The next bid scheduled numerically is 201202-168, workers' compensation. And I have received two responses. If you're ready, I'll begin the process of opening.
Go ahead.
The first response is from Devin Young, Arthur J. Gallagher, St. Louis. From the Missouri Association of Counties, and given the complexities of this response, I can tell you that the form is signed and filled out correctly. And beyond that, I would submit this for your review as to the dollar amounts, etc., as we discussed. Would you like to look at this?
Sure.
And let me open up the next one or open up the next one?
Hand it up and go ahead and open up the next one if that's all right.
That's fine. I thought that we would get, he would go through a review of each one just like we did the last time.
He's going to.
The only other response I received is from, it's not listed on the outside. It's from Connell Insurance. And I will tell you that both of these bidders are present at this time. In this package is a detailed three-ring binder with all the necessary information, including the bid response form signed correctly. As well as W-9 information and the addenda form filled out correctly. Thank you.
we go to the next one, just open the insurance? Are we going to, that's the only two we responded, right?
Right.
Well, the one has multiple bids.
Right.
Mr. Erickson, this is time sensitive, is it not?
Yes, sir. April 1st is our real date. Mr. Connell and Mr. Young are both here in case you all have questions for them.
Either of you gentlemen have any comments regarding the bids today?
I appreciate the opportunity to offer the bid, but I'll respond to any questions.
I had only one comment, if I may.
Sure.
For the opportunity again with the county. I did want to point out in the bid there that I had given you, there are a couple factors in the two bids that I've given you, and the fact that we've given the bid and then also the other considerations and the fact of the Missouri Rural Services, who you currently are with, has a dividend potential also with that that will basically go away for some time period until all claims are closed if the county should exit that pool, and I wanted you guys to be aware of that. I'd given you the said bid and my comments there, Ron, that you have in front of you, and it also states of a net-net effect that you may have as well. In addition to that, Midwest Public Risk is also another option that I gave the county in the bid for that also, and stated a net-net price there as well because there is a loss control credit which basically could be applied towards the county and reduce their costs further there as well. So I wanted you to be aware of all costs involved with that or savings potential. In addition to that, the bid spec did ask for any additional services that could be provided as well, and we pointed those out for you as well as references, which I assume all of us did. That was my only comments with that.
These pending dividends that different companies offer, are these liquid? Is this cash that belongs to Taney County?
It is subject to later distribution by the carrier or by the pool. It's not a given by any means, but it is a pool fund. The Midwest Public Risk would also be a subject to a dividend potential in the future, too.
Quick question of you and of Devin with the pool for workers' comp. That amount of money that's assigned to any given participant of the plan, is it only distributed if, in fact, the company is dissolved?
No, it's in the case of if they issue a dividend, not in the case of dissolving the trust.
Okay, and that decision is made by?
The board of directors of them, which is usually comprised by state statute of members within that said trust or pool, so they have a viable interest in the running of that pool or trust.
Okay.
The last comment I did want to make also is that I do believe the pool or trust in either Gallagher or ourselves are the way to go with this, as it is in any city or county. But the thing is also, as we are in a period of possible transition right now with the market, we've been through a softening You just saw a price increase with Missouri Rural Services. I'm not hiding from any of that, nor are they. It was about a 12.5% rate increase, I believe, is what they passed on in their bid. Mm-hmm. There is also a common anniversary date of everyone in these different pools. Right now, the only bid that you have in front of you, I believe at this point, and I don't want to speak for Devin on this, but they're all subject to renewal at different times. The only bid you have on the table that is assuredly a given bid for the year of 4-1 to 4-1 is probably going to be Missouri Rural Services because they have a common anniversary date of 4-1. The bid I gave you from Midwest Public Risk is a 7-1 effective date, so they've got new rates coming. They're giving you the rates now based on the assumption those rates are going to hold as well. I represent them. They've already assured me those rates are going to hold water. But then the MAC Trust renews on 12/31, which they'll still have to go through their renewal process, also an audit procedures in order to get their rates. So,
yep. Questions of Tim, guys? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Devin, you got any comments at all? You're not required to. I'm just asking.
I'll just add a couple comments. And again, my name is Devin Young. I represent the MAC Trust. The MAC Trust is 25 years old this year, so I think it's pretty – most counties are familiar with the program. Tim is right that our rates are going to renew on 12/31. Our surplus is sound, so our expectation is we're going to maintain – our rates, you know, within a reasonable range of where they are now in our bid. In fact, I think, you know, I'm thinking that we're going to stay flat, but that's subject to the board approval of the trust. So I don't know if you guys have any questions, but I wanted to address the, you know, the rate renewal.
Well, everyone knows from prior articles that I'm familiar, obviously, with the board, but the board's made up of elected county officials across the state.
That is correct.
I have no questions. Mm-hmm. Jim, Dan?
I was just checking some numbers, no?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Ron, I would suggest that you take a look at this. We'll talk to one of us to work with you later in the day. I know that we've got a 2 o'clock that's going to be in Hollister today.
Correct.
Right? What I'd like is for you to make these available for these individuals so that they can take a look at one another's bids. And then if there's any additional comments that they have, they can give those to you. I know you're not going to be here next week, but I would like us to schedule this for Monday. Yeah. The reason being I think the renewal date is April 1, so we need to move on that
Monday's
before that
fine.
Time. So we'll schedule this for Monday, and then we'll get your comments ahead of time on that because you won't be here. That's all right.
Okay.
And I will pass these back to you. Mr. Connell and Mr. Young, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Do you have any other bids this morning?
Yes, I do. I have one other bid, and the sheriff has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Sheriff. Before we move forward on it, this is for inmate transportation services, bid number 201203-170, and we have received one response on this particular bid. The issue is that the accumulated costs of inmate transportation services, which along with all other accumulated costs have become a more noticeable concern in the purchasing department, and all the other departments are aware of that and are participating with me to control these costs. So when we see something that's getting close to being at that level of $4,500 within a 90-day period, then the department heads are coming forward, as Sheriff Russell has, to request a bid, and we put this bid out for that main reason. with one response, you know, I would allow the commission to direct me accordingly as to whether or not to reject and relent or go ahead and open. I did send this out, and I feel it's a rather unique service. Would you like to add something to that, Chair?
Yeah, this is services for that we use transporting inmates from out of state. Actually, it saves us about 80% over what it cost us to go get them for them to do it.
I think we should open it,
John. I do, too.
With the option. If you open it, then we can reject it and go back out anyway.
Absolutely.
So, yes, absolutely.
All right. So I'm totally fine with you opening this.
Most of these costs are actually reimbursed to the county from the state on these.
I'll let the sheriff do the honors. I've opened it from Inmate Services.
From West Memphis, Arkansas. Inmate Services Corporation, West Memphis, Arkansas. They've submitted their bid. It's been signed. The bid is $1 per mile with a $350 minimum.
That includes all costs.
All cost.
The stipulations that I put forth in that particular bid as far as required specifications numbered 25, and they all had a must comply requirement. And obviously this company has responded yes to all of those requirements.
So if we're transporting somebody from California, we know that's a long way away, and they have an overnight stay, that's all included within the dollar?
It's all included.
Yep.
You know, normally a transportation from California, if we fly out to get them ourselves, will run $6,000
to $7,000. Are you familiar with this organization, Sheriff?
We use them all the time, yes. This is an organization that we've used quite a bit.
Tim, is it your recommendation we move forward with this bid?
I would recommend moving forward with it and accepting it.
Ron?
Yes.
Motion to move forward with the bid on the transportation.
Is that Inmate Services Corporation?
Inmate Services Corporation out of West Memphis, Arkansas.
Can we incorporate that into your
motion? Yes. I was going to put it the way it was listed. That's fine.
I'll second the motion to award that bid.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the Inmate Transportation Services to Inmate Services Corporation as bid. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. I will notify that particular corporation. Thank you, Sheriff. I appreciate your help, sir. And I will make copies of these bid responses for those two fellers that are here, and unless you all have anything else for me.
No, sir.
That's all for me today. Thank you for your help.
And Ron, if you would work with Devin and Tim, and Mr. Shuver, if he's interested in looking at the bids, and anybody else that's here that wants to look at the bids from the paper services, can we take, before we pick up, we have county board appointments is the next order of business. Can we take a 5-minute recess? Would that be all right? We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes.